Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. Why, hello, and welcome to a very special episode of...
The Centurion Fingers on Buzzers!
Do, 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 do. It feels like we need some sort of trumpet or, you know, this is... Yes, it's 100 episodes of Fingers on Buzzers. It's not. I did plan to do a big thing for our 100th episode, and then we got hijacked by Tim Vine. In the nicest possible way.
Yeah. So can't really complain about that, can
I'm not
you?
Complaining in any way. It was a delightful hijack. But yeah, so this is our sort of, our celebration of our 100th episode, even though it's not actually our 100th episode. Does that make sense to everyone?
It's good. Very on brand.
It is very on brand. We may have missed one somewhere along the way anyway. This is very much like my attitude towards my own age, is I think I'm roughly 50, but, you know, give or take, who cares? What's a couple of years between friends? So we have decided that we're just going to, instead of having a guest, we're just going to chat for 100 episodes. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be like, do you remember in EastEnders when it used to be a Dot and Ethel?
Yeah.
This is very much a Dot and Ethel.
And little Willie over here.
Yeah, that's Amanda. Little Willie Amanda. There she is. So adorable. Look at her little wet nose. It's just so cute.
That snuffling that pugs do.
So we're going to chat about things past, things present, things future. And I thought I'd kick us off, Jen, with a little quizette.
Surprise.
It is 100 questions for... It's not 100 questions. I haven't written 100 questions. But it's questions about 100th anniversaries.
Oh.
So I am going to name for you some things that are celebrating 100 years. Mm. We're recording this in 2023. So most of these things are things that happened in 1923.
Okay.
There's a little clue for everybody.
Thank you.
Just in case anyone was having trouble working out what 100 taken away from 2023 was. So a very famous one to start you off with.
Yeah.
Which company, which is number 53 on the 2022 American Fortune 500 Index, It's a big company, and they are celebrating their 100th anniversary in 2023.
Founded in 1923. That's a while.
It was founded by some brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But then one brother very much came to dominate.
Oh. I mean, it happens a lot. We've seen it before. Cain and Abel.
Yes.
Romulus and Remus.
Jedward. As you know, they're
I was going to go Adidas
well.
And Puma, but
Adidas and Puma, that's a great story, isn't it?
But no, Jedward will always be equal partners because they are 50% of each other.
Yeah. I think the Proclaimers get on. I mean, it's not all brothers, is it? Some brothers do get on very well.
There is generally a dominant party in intense brotherly working relationships anyway.
Indeed.
Matt and Luke. Goss, etc.
That's intense. That is very intense. We've all seen how intense that is. So, October the 16th, 1923. Let's go back to Hollywood of 1923. And who was just starting out and incorporating sound synchronisation was one of their
Warner Brothers
things that they pioneered.
No.
It's another film studio. They... Steamboat Willie was one of the earliest films.
Of course, it's 100 years of Disney
this
year.
It's 100 years of Disney.
The brothers actually put me off a little bit, even though I did see a photo of the two of them about the time of about 1923.
Because we all know Walt, but the other one, I haven't even written his name down, so I can't remember it. Yeah, so Disney, they're doing huge amounts of publicity as we speak in 2023 for their 100 year anniversary. Okay, I'm gonna remain in America.
Okay.
Which American landmark is celebrating its 100th birthday in 2023?
Oh, wow.
You can ask me questions or I can give you clues.
Is it on the East Coast?
It's not on the East Coast.
Is it on the West Coast?
It is on the West Coast.
So inland?
It is inland.
Just inland from the West, but it's in a Western area.
Yeah, I mean, it's very West Coast. It is, yeah.
I mean, everything
just,
I can
it's
think
not on
of
a beach,
is
but it is, it's
a natural phenomenon. the Hollywood sign.
It is! Hey! Very good. Yes, Mount Lee is the location of the Hollywood sign. It was cost $21,000 to build. It was only meant to be temporary, but people liked it so much. So it was a real estate company erected it, and then they rebuilt it in 1978.
And they lost the land. It's Hollywood land mixture. When it started.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. And then if you watch BoJack Horseman, it's Holly Woo. Someone steals the D.
I've never seen BoJack Horseman. I must
you really
put that
should.
Right. I know. Justin
but it's a deep emotional hit. So only watch it when you're feeling very strong.
That will be.
It's
never.
Very funny, but it's
Okay. I mean, I don't need. I'm still recovering from the Colleen Rooney documentary, let alone anything. Okay, let's move away from America briefly. What was opened on February the 16th, 1923? February the 16th, something was opened.
Pandora's box.
Well, opened in that sense, yes.
Oh.
Rather than...
The original can of worms.
It very much. That was the first can of worms that was ever opened. Somebody said, oh dear, wish I hadn't done that.
overrun with worms now.
But yeah, someone opened something and then maybe wished they hadn't or maybe didn't.
Oh, you give very intriguing clues.
I just give rubbish clues. But it was... so this happened in Africa.
Okay.
North Africa, specifically.
The Suez Canal.
No.
That was older.
The Suez Canal. I haven't got the date to hand, but somebody went to North Africa and they opened something.
Oh, the Tomb of Tutankhamun.
It was. Howard Carter, February the 16th, opened King Tut's tomb. King Tut's tomb. I cannot speak today. Yeah, so that was February the 16th, 1923. And, I said, well, maybe we wish they hadn't because of the curse, but
it's all
bit
nonsense, really.
Somebody
but
got
we like a curse, though. We like to attribute things to a spooky reason when they're just... Life's random, guys.
Yeah, but a bit of fun spookiness never hurt anyone, did it? Now, I am going to ask you which country... was declared a republic on the 29th of October, 1923. So this nation, there's an entire nation celebrating 100 years this year. And do you want some clues?
Yes, please.
Okay. What's the best clue I can give you? Recently renamed.
Oh, Swaziland.
No.
That's quite a good one.
Closer to home.
Renamed. Mm-hmm. Ooh,
just sort of respelt, really.
Oh, I was going to say Czechia, but that's not right.
Yeah, no. Okay, an empire declined and gave way to a new republic.
Turkey?
It was Turkey. The Ottoman Empire had fallen and Turkey was declared a republic on the 29th of October 1923. Okay, let's go to America.
Okay.
Again. In February, on February 13th, in fact, of 1923, the first all-black team in which sport played their first match?
Baseball.
It was, indeed.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, let's stay in America. In fact, let's go to Chicago, specifically, okay. And a food company was formed in December 1923 mm-hmm. by the merging of some other companies, but it became a worldwide international food brand.
Oh, okay. Well, I was originally going to say Wrigley, but Kraft?
It was Kraft, yes. Yeah. That is absolutely right. J.L. Kraft and Brothers. And the National Dairy Products Corporation formed Kraft Foods Incorporated in 1923, now known as Mondelez.
Really? Yeah. Smells catchy.
Oh, it's a good name. Mondelez.
Mondelez. Oh, makes me think they manufacture musical instruments and
I did a gig for them the other day. I've got to declare an interest.
Oh, hello.
They gave me absolutely loads of chocolate. So absolutely can do no wrong in my Mondelezia sounds like a country. You know, that'd be a good name for a fictional country and
yeah,
something, wouldn't it?
It would be.
They'd probably sue you, though, so don't do that. Okay, let's go back to the world of sports. There's a famous race that started between May the 26th and 27th, 1923. And that in itself gives you a clue that it was between May the 26th and May the 27th in 1923.
It went overnight.
Yeah.
24 hours of Le Mans.
Yes, hey. It is. That dates
not
back.
Many night overnight races that go through midnight.
Yeah, exactly. So that endurance feat was first achieved in 1923. I didn't know anything about it until I read about it for this. And it's just it's who gets the furthest.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Keep going. I love that. Yeah. Why don't we do more of that?
Health and safety, really.
Okay. I think all running races, yeah, should just carry on. And see when you cross country at school would have been much better if they'd said, look, just run as far as you can.
Yeah, it wouldn't have lasted long for me. I got to the end of the yard and stopped.
Yeah, that would do, I know.
Yeah, thank you.
I was always last in cross country, proudly so.
Yeah.
Here's another one. We're back in America. April the 4th, 1923. Harry, Albert, Sam and Jack were all brothers and they founded which company?
Is that the Warner Brothers?
Yes, it is. Hey. You knew it.
And the Warner sister Dot. No, you don't remember that?
Dot Warner?
No, from the Animaniacs.
Oh!
Come join the Warner Brothers and the Warner sister Dot.
Yeah, no, nope. I don't know. No. Animaniacs was after my time.
Oh, it stands up and it's very good for quizzing.
Oh, really?
Because they have all sorts of educational songs about presidents and things.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh, very good. Okay, I'll look that up.
And it's very silly. Very silly indeed.
Yeah. I don't know, was that your era,
no,
Amanda?
No, don't remember it.
What did we have that we didn't have anything silly? We only had educational.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. It
play
was,
school or nothing.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
They just used Humble. To wheel a telly
just
into the...
Just stare at you.
Terrifying Humble and Big Ted Little Ted. What was
asleep.
That weird thing? There was like a weird round
Humpty.
Shape.
Humpty.
Humpty, that's
was
it.
There,
don't
yeah.
forget Jemima.
Yeah, Jemima the Glamopus. Yeah. Poor Humble. At some...
Cuddler at nap time. Anyway.
I always felt an affinity with Humble. Now I feel like Humpty. It's funny how life changes, isn't it? Lovely. Who should we do another?
Younger listeners are absolutely baffled by this conversation. Again.
Younger listeners turned off.
Got lots of younger listeners.
The minute we started talking about Disney, I'd imagine. I'll give you one more.
Okay.
In the UK, mm-hmm. what entertainment tax was introduced in November 1923?
Entertainment tax. Mm-hmm. It must be the TV licence.
Well, it was the radio
the radio
licence,
of course
yeah,
it was.
The
yeah.
concept
the BBC
of
had been founded.
The licence fee.
22.
And how much do you reckon it cost in shillings?
Oh, 2.5.
10 shillings.
Blimey.
Which was...
That's a big investment.
It was. Well, it was a man's, the average man's daily wage.
Wow. So you had to really want to listen to that radio.
You really did.
You've not even asked me about my favourite event of 1923.
Oh my God, what's your favourite event of 1923?
The opening of Wembley Stadium with the inaugural FA Cup final held there, which was won by Bolton Wanderers.
What?
It was the White Horse final.
So get out of here.
Even before the final whistle, so many people had got into the stadium because, you know, it was chaos. They had to spill onto the pitch, and they released police horses had to go and try and clear people to go back into the stands. The most famous one was a white horse called Billy, who was photographed. It was one of the most famous photographs of the year. The White Horse final, they called it. We beat West Ham.
Wow, and I love the fact that you're still taking such pleasure in that 100 years later.
Yeah. It's as if I was there.
I know. Well, that's football for you. I don't understand it myself. But yeah. Well, there we go. So that's a comprehensive list of everything that happened in 1923.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Let's continue the 100 theme, shall we?
This is great.
For what is not our 100th episode.
100 plus.
Yeah, 100 plus. I am going to now tell you the birth dates and places of some people.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be 100 were they still with us. There is one of them who is still alive. And so I'm going to get you to name all these people, and then you have to tell me which one is at the time of recording, and hopefully for many, many months, years to come, will still be with us. So I'm going to...
I've got an idea, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to write it down.
Yeah, write it down like some sort of David Blaine-style mind trick. This is for the listeners, she's writing it down. Do you want to show it to Amanda? Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay, right. Born on the 15th of January 1923 in Glasgow, this Scottish poet, musician and all-round eccentric was a staple feature of television when I was growing up in the 1980s. He used to do incredible little poems set to music. His birth name was Isidore Cutler, but by which name was he better known?
Was it the guy who did the New Year thing? No. I don't know then.
No. He was quirky poet Ivor Cutler.
Oh, lovely.
There you go. Some of our listeners will have enjoyed that. Which stargazer was born on the 4th of March 1923 in Pinner, where I now reside? I had no idea that this person had been born in Pinner, because mostly, you know, Simon Le Bon, Elton John, we know all of those.
We know that.
And then Bob Holness lived there for a while, as did Ronnie Barker. I will do a walking tour if anyone wants to come to Pinner. I'm very happy to take you around. So, stargazer would be 100, but sadly died a few years ago.
Why has my brain failed me?
Patrick.
I want to say Patrick Stewart, but he's not 100
I don't need you to give me less here. I need you to give me, don't give me any less of an answer. Give me
Moore.
That's it.
Patrick Moore.
Lovely. Would have been 100. I shouldn't be telling you that because that might have been the one.
I remember his obituary.
Okay, right. From now on, I'm not going to do that.
It's not the name I've written down.
Okay. Lawyer and writer, born April 1923. I've forgotten to write down where he was born. I'm going to say, I think it was like Hampstead or somewhere. I just forgot to write
Ludovic
it down.
Ludovic Kennedy. Yeah.
No, he was trained in the law and then wrote about the law and created one of the most famous fictional lawyers.
The Rumpole guy.
Indeed.
Why's my brain just gone? Nope.
You're
getting the description, but no more than that.
Same first name as one of my children.
John.
Yeah. And then there's my other child's name. There's a very famous actress who has the same first name as my daughter, and this is her surname. And I think she might even have been related to this writer. Brilliant actress.
Yeah, yeah.
Emily.
Yeah.
Not Blunt.
Not Emily Wolf.
No.
Emily Lloyd.
Not Emily Lloyd.
Oh, my goodness me.
I'm trying to think what she's been in. My brain's gone blank as well. But
I've either had not enough caffeine or too much caffeine.
Yeah. I've had 3 Reese's peanut butter cups that are really starting to disagree with
blimey.
Me. Anyway, it was Mortimer.
John Mortimer. The wonderful Emily Mortimer,
yes,
of course.
I know. And I can't think of anything she's been in now. What's going on with my brain?
I don't know.
Sorry, listeners.
Because we're underground. That's the problem.
Yes. Okay, here we go. This one. You're going to get this one. Fabulous game show host of the 70s and 80s. He was born on the 3rd of August 1923 in Banbury. Mm-hmm. And he died in 1995. I'm going to give you that one because I will. In Nuneaton. So, yeah, always legendarily based in the Midlands. And he was one of the hosts of a very popular long-running format.
Larry Grayson.
It was Larry Grayson. Well done. Okay, film director, born in Cambridge on the 29th of August, 1923. He acted and directed as a director. Oh, What a Lovely War was one of his.
Yeah.
Bridge Too Far. And, of course, Gandhi.
Attenborough.
It was indeed.
Dickie, I should have got it off What a Lovely War.
Okay, then we've got a comedian, actor, legendary straight man, and also a game show host, was born in Grantham on the 10th of October 1923.
Ooh.
Now, I, for some reason, had always thought that he was originally Scottish, but I don't know where I got that from because he was born in Grantham. Like a popular straight man on the radio, and then radio was really where he made his mark as a host, hosting a very long-running series that continues to this day.
Oh, Parsons.
It was, Nicholas Parsons.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you an actor. Born in Glasgow on the 19th of December, 1923.
Yeah.
Some of his characters that he portrayed are MacDonald in a movie. In a TV series, he was George Cowley. But probably the one that I would recognise most easily is Mr. Hudson.
Gordon Jackson?
It was Gordon
there
Jackson.
Go.
Very good. Okay, on the 24th of October, in Hampstead Garden suburb, there was born a man who went on to become the host of Question Time between 1979 and 1989. Who was that man?
Robin Day.
It was Robin Day. I was going to say Bowties, but you didn't even need it.
No.
Okay, now, born in Pretoria, South Africa, on the 5th of October, is an actress who had an amazing stage and screen career, but it's probably best known for playing Mrs. Banks in Mary Poppins. She's playing a joker.
Playing my joker, ladies and gentlemen.
She's Glynis Johns is the name on the card. And do you know what?
She is still living.
She is.
She's in a lovely retirement home in California, I believe.
Yes.
Living her absolute best retirement life. And I was really delighted when her birthday came around and I started to see photographs of her, and because she's brilliant. Sondheim actually wrote Sending the Clowns specifically for her because she doesn't have the biggest singing voice, but he wanted to give her something that was really suited to her. It's almost speech singing, but that would really show sort of the tremolo in her voice. And it's one of the best songs ever.
Yeah.
And she's just wonderful.
Oh,
so, delighted.
Well, I hope she's listening. Happy birthday, Glynis.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
And we hope to come out and visit you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes, please.
Let's make that our end of series treat to ourselves as we're going to have a visit to Glynis. Well, I mean, you did absolutely spectacularly. I could also, Dora Bryan was another one. Muriel Young, the famous TV presenter. Eric Sykes would have been 100 this year. I wish he were still with us, but thankfully Glynis Johns is. And you win the quiz. Well done, Jen. Well done if you're playing along at home. Now, Jen, as we consider our 100-something episodes that we've done, you know, back at the beginning, mm-hmm. where the whole aim of this podcast, when we met doing Celebrity Chase, when you were a little new chaser.
And I was a baby chaser.
Little baby chaser. And I was a young comedian with dreams, hopes, and joie de vivre, and look at me now. But we sort of said, oh, wouldn't it be great? Like, I really wanted you to teach me the ways of quiz. Mm-hmm. And we started off, and some of our listeners, loyal listeners, may remember this, that you were going to teach me the things I needed to know for quiz.
Yes, the quiz basics.
Yes.
The things that come up time and again at your pub quiz.
Yes, and I remember saying, oh, yes, and I will learn all these things. Things like, you know, champagne bottle sizes and colours in heraldry. And I tried to do that a bit at the beginning. It didn't go that well. And I was just wondering, 100 episodes on, have I retained
anything?
Anything at all. So I believe you have prepared a quiz to that end for me, right?
Yeah, yeah. Those were some of our early topics. So a short quiz to see mm-hmm. if you have retained any of that information over the, let's face it, years.
Years, it has been years. It's been some time.
But it will depend on how much you've been using this information, yeah, really as
not,
much as...
Really not.
No?
No.
Okay, so
yeah,
we covered... heraldry, didn't we?
We did. I mean, nothing at all of that is in my brain.
No, specifically heraldic colours or tinctures. If you will. In heraldry,
yeah.
You wouldn't say red.
No, you wouldn't.
What would you say?
You would say glorious crimson, like the blood of my enemies. No, it's not, is it? You would say, it'd be something like rubic or rah.
No.
Does it begin with a rah?
No, it does not.
What does it begin with?
It begins with a g.
A g, okay.
Because heraldry.
Because heraldry, exactly, yes. Guile, goo.
So
I feel
close.
Like it is in there.
So
it's
close.
Definitely in there.
So
you
close.
Know what I mean? Guile, gil, gilu, gil, minima, nina, nina. I'm just slipping into old English.
I mean, if you'd written down guile in a pub quiz and kind of slightly...
Okay.
Slightly melded it, slightly scrolled it, you probably would have got the point. As much as I like these sounds, I don't think everybody will like those sounds.
No.
So I'll put you out of your misery.
Yep.
Ghouls.
Ghouls, yes, you know.
G-U-L-E-S.
Yeah, I would have known that
yeah.
when I was studying it, and now absolutely
you would have
no
known
idea.
It after a pint and a half.
Yes.
Wielding the pen at the pub quiz.
That's it, I would
you
have been saying, just put guile. Just put guile, but write it funny. Ghouls, right.
We also covered nautical terminology,
so
a life at sea.
Did. And I've been, well, we've been to sea more since that, because of course we've cruised
and we
together.
Used all of that terminology.
Oh, ahoy there.
Yeah.
Race the midshipman.
Yeah,
that famous nautical term.
Splice the poop deck.
Yes. Chocks away. All of those.
But how practical are you on a ship?
Yep.
Which is longer,
mm-hmm.
a nautical mile or a land mile?
Oh, you know. We literally had exactly this question. Oh. A nautical mile is longer, Jen.
Yeah.
Yes! I genuinely was quite confident there. I know it looked like I was just backing one of the 50-50 choice.
One nautical mile mm-hmm. is equivalent to 1.151 land miles.
Yes, yes.
Or 1,850 metres.
Yeah. Not a lot in it.
It's not a lot in it, but you add it up, it'll make all the difference when you're trying to navigate around the Bay of Biscay.
Well, you'll end up not running aground, which is...
Yeah,
the main thing you need to worry about in a ship.
The last thing you want to do is run aground.
Go, oh, sorry, Captain.
Okay, another classic of the pub quiz.
Yep.
It's bottles, it's drinking, it's wine.
Yes, yes,
your
yes.
champagne bottles.
Right, now listen, I'm confident. I'm absolutely confident on this one. This has actually come up recently. It was in a pub quiz.
How many standard-sized bottles
yes.
of wine.
Yes.
In one Nebuchadnezzar.
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't say Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, so you've got, you know, your Magnum, you've got your Jeroboam. I'm going to say 8.
I can tell you, I'll give you another go, because there's 15 litres of wine in it.
Ah, ooh. Okay.
So you can work that out.
So, well, I could do if I was any good. So, hang on. So, standard is 750, right? So, we've got, so that's 10, would be 775. Hang on, how many did you say it was?
15 litres.
15 litres. Well, hang on, no, that doesn't...
Real life maths.
Hang on. Oh, right, okay. So, is that, so that's less than a litre, so more than 15.
Carry the one.
Yeah, do you know what? Hang on. Just bear with me. Talk amongst yourselves. Oh, hang on. But is it 750? So it's 15 litres. by 750. Oh, my God. So that's two of those, isn't it? And then you've got 150. So 22.
It's 20.
20.
Just put an extra 2 in for good measure.
Yeah, Amanda, can you edit that? So, so
yes, there are 20 bottles of standard wine would fit in a Nebuchadnezzar.
Oh, I could fit in a Nebuchadnezzar.
I think you could.
Yeah.
Blended you.
Be my
what a way
day.
To go.
Exactly. I wouldn't mind.
Okay, flags. Flags okay. always come up, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, they do.
We'll talk national flags. We'll keep it straightforward.
Yeah.
Which is the only national flag which contains no red, no white, and no blue?
Ooh. Now, for a while, Libya was just green. But it's not, is it?
No, it's not.
Maybe it never was. But that was in my head.
No, you are correct. It was purely green, but no.
But not now.
Not these days.
Not these days.
Not in the post-Gaddafi world.
Okay. Has it got a star on it?
No, it does not have a star on it.
Okay. Now, Nepal is funny shaped.
It is. It has 5 sides.
But it does have one of those colours on it.
Yes.
And what else do I know about flags? She said stalling for time.
I'm enjoying the extra flag facts because it shows some things have been retained.
Yes, well, I do
remember. Because it is one of the things
of
that comes up. Which flag is not a quadrilateral?
Yes, that's Nepal.
That's Nepal.
And
which
then
flag
we've got...
is not rectangular?
Don't know.
Switzerland's a square, isn't
oh,
it?
Of course it is. Yes. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's rectangular, but it's...
But a square rather than a... Yeah. I'm going to go... So, now listen, what else was there? I remember Mauritius was a brilliant flag.
Mauritius
with
is
lots
a quality
of,
flag.
Yeah, lots of detail and interest in it. So, no red, no white and no blue.
It's not an obscure country. It's one that you'll see quite a lot, especially you'll see it
is
at
it
the
South
Olympics.
Africa?
No, that's the Rainbow Nation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of colours on there.
There's
as
a lot
well.
Of red. There's red in there, isn't there? Yeah. I was just thinking there's a lot of yellow and green.
But if you're watching the athletics in particular, you'll see this flag come up.
Jamaica?
Jamaica, yes.
Yes, that's just green and gold and black.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the sole tyre shape.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, well, that's a very good question, actually.
There you go. And finally, anniversaries. Oh, romance.
No, I hate it.
Well, you hate romance. Or
I
you
hate romance.
Yes, quiz.
I love quiz. I hate romance.
Which metal would you traditionally expect to get as a gift for your 10-year anniversary?
So 10 years now. Tin.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Straight
See,
in.
I love romance. It turns out I'm absolutely obsessed.
Not just because you had to change one letter in a 3-letter word. Tin. It's a nice, easy way
of
remembering.
Tin. Yes. There you go. I just remember seeing tin being a, and also because I think I have been married 10 years more than, and it's one of those things that you know older relatives will say, "Oh, it's your tin anniversary or whatever." But it's all absolute nonsense, isn't it?
I don't know, unless you're getting a really good, valuable gift.
I suppose, yeah. Hold out for diamond. That's what we're going to do. Well, of course, this is our... What is what's your 100th? What do you get for 100? Platinum. Okay, so this is our platinum anniversary.
I'm going to double check.
And I've bought
you... We will accept gifts of any precious metal or
I've bought
precious
you both
stone.
A platinum... it's a kind of dishwasher tablet, isn't it? The platinum. You get platinum...
Now, platinum's 70.
Oh, no, what's 100 then? Oh, yeah, because actually...
does
just
not
the
exist
queen...
in the UK tradition.
Really? Really?
In America, it would be a 10-carat diamond in the modern sense. But obviously, the traditional anniversary gifts were calculated when you probably weren't going to be around for that length of time. I mean, you do well to have been married for 100 years. The nearest we've got is 90th, which is stone.
God, yeah.
You kind of go back. You hit platinum at 70, and then 80 is oak. 85 is wine. Fair enough.
Yes.
And 90 is stone.
Goodness me. Well, so I'm going to say that for the 100th anniversary, the gift is quiz.
Yeah. It always is, though.
It always is.
We always know what to expect.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our trip down memory lane.
Aww.
But there is still so much more to come, isn't there, Jen?
Dozens of quizzes. 100 is quite a lot, but I thought that at the very start, and it's flown by.
Who would have known, eh, that we'd make it to 100?
Let's go for 200. Come on, we
let's
can do
go
this.
For well, yeah, and us and Glynis Johns.
Yes.
We will not be stopped. Let's keep on going forever. All right. Well, thank you very much to our producer Amanda. 100 episodes.
Been there since the beginning.
Yes, and to you, our loyal listeners. We'll see you next time. Now, you've got to do something very 100th episode. I'm not, you know, putting any pressure on you, Jen, but we'll see you again on another episode of...
Fingers on Buzzers.
Yeah.
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman, with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.